Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of For You From Eve. We are back with another episode from our January series. In case you're new here, my name is Olivia Eve, and normally every single Friday I will upload an episode called For You Friday, where we talk about a topic that has to do with my podcast, becoming a better version of yourself, leveling up yourself and your life, and just becoming the best version of yourself possible in a very realistic way. Through micro shifts, through habits, through routine, and just through a lot of mindset shifts. And I decided to do this series this January where every single day for the month of January, I will be uploading an episode for you guys where I speak about a topic that again has to do with leveling up your life and leveling up yourself and just healing through things, going through the self-love journey, all that good stuff. And I'm so excited for today's episode because I feel like what we're going to be talking about today is something that a lot of you have been struggling with recently. I go through my DMs a lot, so if you don't already, make sure you follow me on Instagram. Everything is at For You From Eve, my TikTok, my Instagram, my Pinterest, and it's all linked in the description. I have my Hoobie down there, and you can find everything on my Hoobie. My Instagram is where I'm most active with my podcast. I go through my direct messages a lot to see what you guys want me to talk about, and then I also will go through my comments, or I'll post an Instagram story poll saying, give me topics that you want me to talk about, etc. And I get a lot of ideas from you guys on what to upload. So a lot of you have been DMing me talking about situations that you can't let go of and not being able to let go of what could have been with somebody. And I think that this is also a very popular topic nowadays because I think the dating world is slowly crashing down. I think the traditional relationship world of a masculine man and a feminine woman creating a relationship together really is dying. And I think a lot more men are scared of commitment nowadays. I think a lot more women are struggling to find a man that is ready for those steps with them. And I think this is just how our society has turned into things. I think that a lot of men want to be treated like women. I think that they don't want to be the providers anymore. They want to be chased. You know, there's this whole kind of switch going on, but then of course there's not every man is like that and not every guy is going to be that way. And I think that the reason you clicked onto this episode is probably because you were in a situation with a guy, whether it was a good guy or a bad guy, a guy that you saw in your future or a guy that you didn't, where you didn't really get to see how your story played out. And you really only had a short amount of time with this person, whether it was a month, 2 months, 3 months, even 6 months, whatever it might have been, where you and this person were never even labeled as boyfriend and girlfriend. You never took those boyfriend and girlfriend steps, but you kind of were getting there, or you were doing everything but that. You were basically dating without the label, which is also so common nowadays, and I can't stand it. I understand taking things slow and wanting to get to know someone slowly, and I think that makes total sense. But I also think at the same time, after a certain amount of time, after a certain amount of hangouts or whatever it might be, there's an understanding that you guys should be an official, exclusive boyfriend and girlfriend in a relationship. And I feel like nowadays that doesn't really happen, and so many situations end with the unknown. I think this is just how our society is, especially with the oversaturated social media that glorifies and fantasizes going out and just romanticizes this single life of going out and meeting people in all these clubs and these bars. There's such an oversaturation of that that so many men and even women feel like they're missing out on that, and they don't want to get into relationships until later in life where they have to kind of sacrifice that part of their life. And there's no compromise, there's no balance, no one knows how to really communicate with each other anymore, and everyone is very easily ready to kind of throw in the towel and give up on a situation. And a lot of men nowadays would rather just find someone that they don't have to change for, and that they don't, and that they won't be, you know, held accountable for their mistaken actions for, because it's easier for them that way. It's easier for them to be with a woman who doesn't stand her ground, who doesn't have strong personality, because then they can kind of get away with what they want. And obviously this is me kind of just generalizing what I see, what I get DMs about. This isn't me saying every man is like this and every woman is like this, because that's not the case. I'm kind of just giving a broad, general kind of situation of what a man and what a woman seem to be nowadays. And that's just what I see in the big majority of the dating pool. And so I think that there's this new word, situationship, situationship. Oh, we're in a situationship. It's like, no. Oh, I'm getting to know someone, or he's my boyfriend. And that's all it really should be. It's normal to get to know someone and not know what you are yet. But after a certain amount of time, after a certain amount of dates, you should know what you are with this person. Or maybe things are going really great with someone and it is getting along the path of maybe being boyfriend and girlfriend because he is providing that masculine energy towards you, you're giving him that feminine energy, but for some reason it ends. Whether it's in your control, whether it's out of your control, whatever it is, it ends and now you're left with the unknown and you're left with the what could have been. And it is so hard for us to get over the what could have been. People have gone through long-term breakups. They've gone through situationships, 3 months breakups, whatever it is. And both are hard in different ways. I think with a long-term breakup, you're going to be more affected long-term. And in the future, it's something that's still going to affect you. Whereas the what could have been is going to, in the moment, frustrate you the most because it's so aggravating that it ended off something that you can't control. And it's like, but what would have been if that one thing was different? Would we be different? If that one thing changed, would we be together? And it's so normal to wonder these things and to think these things and to kind of freak out about these things a little bit. But it's also at the same time, you have to let go. You have to let go of it and you have to stop thinking about, should I text them? Should I fight for them? You can't go back in time and you can't change their minds. And you have to remind yourself that men are going to do what they want to do. And same thing for women. And you might be thinking to yourself, well, no, because I want to text him right now and I'm not texting him. You're not texting him because you're not really sure that he wants to see your name on his phone. That is why you're not texting him. Even if you want to text him and you're not, it's because you're unsure of how he feels. Majority of the time, the ball is in the guy's court because the guy takes control, the guy makes the first move or whatever it is. And majority of the time, the woman falls first or the woman falls harder, which gives the man control in the sense of if he reaches out to you, he has a better chance of you responding and you getting back to him than vice versa. So you need to remind yourself that he is going to do what he wants to do and that's it. That's it. At the end of the day, if he really wants you and he really wants to date you, you would be dating. That's what you have to remind yourself, okay? And this is just hard truth podcast, okay? Because this is just how things are. And it's a hard pill to swallow and there's so many excuses that you can throw in the book. Well, he's not going to reach out because of this and that. I totally understand. But at the end of the day, he's not reaching out for a reason. And if he wants to reach out, he will reach out. It does not matter. The right man that you are meant to be with will set aside his pride for you. He will set aside his stubbornness for you. And that's it. There is no excuse behind that. The first step in letting go of what could have been is be okay with your emotions, okay? Let yourself know and remind yourself that it's okay to feel sad. It's okay to miss someone. It's okay to, you know, wish you were with someone and to think of someone. You're a human, you have emotions, you don't heal by pretending that you don't feel, okay? So allow yourself to indulge in the sadness, to indulge in the overthinking and the thoughts. And I really hope you have a friend that you can talk about the same situation over and over again and they sit there and they listen because talking about things really will help you to heal and it will help you to kind of give yourself different perspectives and make you really think about what you're feeling. But at the same time, it can turn into like delusion of you talking about him because you'd rather be hurt over him than not feel nothing for him at all. And this again is super, super normal, is talking about the same situation that hurt you over and over again, or purposely thinking about this person that hurt you because you would rather associate pain with them than not have them exist from your life. And it's easier to be sad over them than it is to pretend that they don't exist or that they never existed. So I think that it's very normal when we talk about a situation over and over again, and it's genuinely just because we feel more comfortable with them making us sad because it makes us feel like they're still a part of our life. But this is also what you have to let go of, because when you talk about the same situation over and over again, you're doing it to feed your own thoughts. You're doing it to kind of try to fuel that sadness or just feel that you feel them when you talk about that stuff. And that's a feeling that you crave. That's a feeling that you miss. So remind yourself, it's okay to talk about the same situation over and over again. It's okay to be sad. It's okay to miss this person. It's okay to think about them when you drive past their favorite restaurant, okay? These things are okay. These things are normal. But also, you have to learn and you have to be very self-aware that you're thinking about these things because you're hoping that the outcome will change. You're hoping that they'll reach out. And we've all been there. We've all been there waiting for someone's name to pop up on our phone. We've all been there. So I'm not saying that you're crazy or you're delusional or nothing like that. It is okay to feel the things that you're feeling. It's okay to feel a little sad. It's okay to miss them. It's okay to think about them more than you probably should. Don't let it kind of take you off your path. Remind yourself that there's more important things in this world. I understand thinking like, no, there's nothing more important than me being a wife and a mom, because I have that same mindset. That is the most important thing to me. But that has nothing to do with him. Okay, that guy that you miss has nothing to do with you being a wife and a mom, or else you would be together. Okay, and that's something you need to remind yourself. Wanting to be a wife and wanting to be a mom someday is so important. And it's so great that that's what you want and that's your path and that's your vision of happiness and success, because I'm the same way. But you cannot correlate that life with that human. Just because that human could have given you that life does not mean he is all you should think about. Does not mean that he was the only opportunity of you getting that life. Think about getting a job, okay, and making money. Let's say your goal to be successful and happy is making money. There are billions of companies in this world that you can apply for a job to, right? Let's say out of those billion, only 5 million would give you the chance of day. Now, let's say only 1 million you would give the chance of day. Okay, now you're narrowing it down. Let's say there's 1 million jobs out there that would offer you a job where you would also be interested in a job, and they're going to offer you your pay salary that you want, whatever it is. That's how it is with men, okay? If you care about being a wife and a mom, there's 1 million men out there that can offer you those things. You are in this small town or this small state or even this small country thinking that you've been exposed to the world, thinking that you've been exposed to every man you will ever meet. And that is so far from the truth, okay? Whether it's been one man you experienced this with, 5 men you've experienced this with, 20 men you experienced this with, does not matter. That is so little compared to how much is actually out there, okay? You cannot even imagine the people that you will meet one day, because this person that you're tripping over right now, this guy that you're tripping over right now, you probably didn't even know him a few months ago. You probably didn't even care about him a few months ago before you met him, right? So it's like, what's not to think that in a few months you might not meet someone else that changes your life in that way? So just remind yourself, like, it's okay to be sad over this person. It's okay to think about them. It's okay to miss them. But you have to think about, you have to stop correlating them with your future. And you have to stop thinking about them when it comes to, I want to be a wife and a mom. That does not stem from them. That stems from within you. You can be a wife without a husband, okay? You can be a mom without a child. If you carry those personality traits and you carry those characteristics on your own and through your own self, then you have that within yourself already, and you're just looking for that other piece, the piece that needs you, because you are already that formed person. Now someone else needs to fill that in. That kind of goes to my next point, which is if you're meant to be, you would be, okay? Find peace that you are where you need to be and where you want to be. Stop thinking that you know better. Have to have faith that what is meant to be will be. As you guys know from listening to my podcast, I'm very religious. I know that God has a path for me. I know that God has a person for me and has a life planned out for me. And sometimes I am like, and sometimes I act like I know better. And I'm like, come on, humble yourself a little bit. You don't know better than what is meant for you. And I actually saw this quote on TikTok once where a guy was like, this woman told me once, like, I broke this girl's heart. And she said to me, I hope you get everything you want, but not everything you need. And it kind of put things into perspective for me a little bit, because I was like, wow, telling someone, I hope you get what you want, but it's not what you need, really separates that the things that we think that we want are not what is going to better us in the long run. And they're not what's meant for us. And I feel like that really just like shifted my mindset, because I was like, wow, if I was meant to be somewhere, if I was meant to be with someone, I would be. And that's why I always kind of try to enjoy the chapter of life that I'm in. I try to not look around me and add pressure to what I want to do with my life, because you really don't know what it is that you need in your life. You really don't know what it is that you need in this chapter of your life. So just remind yourself, if you were meant to be with this person, you would be with this person. If you were meant to be at that job, you would be at that job, okay? You are exactly where you need to be. And one day you're going to have that life that you've always envisioned for yourself, or better than what you envisioned for yourself. And you're going to look back and you're going to say, why was I so miserable? I wish I could shake my 23-year-old self and say, hold on, it gets better. I wish I could shake myself and say, stop being miserable. You're wasting so much time being sad. You're wasting so much time being anxious. Everything works out. And I think of this, there's like that trend where it's like me getting groceries for me and my husband at age 30 because the world didn't end when I was 21, or the world didn't end when I was 17. And it's like, think of your 17-year-old self. If you're in your 20s right now, think of your 16, 17, maybe even your 14, 15-year-old self. in high school crying over her first heartbreak. How badly do you just want to go over there and shake her and be like, you get over it. It's okay. You're going to be okay. You get over it. So think of yourself in this moment when you're sad over this person. Future you is going to want to come back to past you and shake you and say, you're fine. You're going to be fine. This is just another person getting out of the path. That is such an important thing to remember, is no matter what happens, no matter what this person put you through, you're going to be okay. You're not going to be the same, but you're going to be okay. And I always go by this one analogy with the waves on the shore, okay? The waves from the shore, they come up and they crash down. Every wave crashes down. Just like humans, we always crash. But the waves always come back up, but they never come back up looking the exact same. And that's exactly how we are as humans. We crash every day, every week, every month, no matter what happens to us, we crash. But we always make it back up through prayer, through healing, through fitness, through meditating, through whatever it is that it takes you to heal. We always get back up, but we never come back up as the same person. We never come back up with the same trust or the same love in our heart, which is okay. So I think it's so important to remind yourself, you might not be okay right now. That's okay. Feel that sadness, feel whatever you might feel, but you're going to get back up from this, and future you is going to look back and say, I'm so happy that I did not waste that much time being sad, because everything worked out in the end. My next little tip to remember is to stop devaluing yourself. When you're waiting on someone, you are diminishing your self-value. You are allowing someone else's actions and words define your worth and your value. You are allowing someone else's name on your phone affect your mood for the day. And I feel like that's such a toxic thing to do to ourselves, but it's also so normal. It's definitely so normal, where if a guy that we like texts us, we're gonna get happy and it's gonna make our mood feel better. So I completely understand feeling that way, but you have to realize that now you are putting your heart and your mind within someone else's hands, which is something that they don't deserve. So stop waiting on someone. You are genuinely losing your self-value when you do this, and you are allowing what someone else thinks of you define who you are. And that is very terrifying. This is why you have to know who you are. You need to know your worth and your value before getting to know someone else. Because if you don't, they are going to define that for you. The way that they treat you and the way that they speak to you is going to be the definition of how you view yourself. The next thing I want to talk about is stop falling in love with potential, okay? A lot of the time we get attached to them because we envision what they could be and we envision the things that they could be doing. And that's a horrible thing to do. It's a horrible thing to do because you're envisioning what you would do in their situation. You're like, well, if he did this, and then all of a sudden you think that he did that in your head, and now your mind kind of correlates that happiness with him and that attachment to him. You have to remind yourself that version of them does not exist. That version of them you created in your head is not real. You need to stop lying to yourself, because you are only holding yourself back and you are remaining attached to this person based off somebody that they aren't. So stop falling in love with the potential of what could be, because that version of them doesn't exist. And it's like, let's say you're in a relationship with someone and they're super stubborn, and you're like, well, over time it will get better because he loves me and this and that. No, he's just stubborn. And if you get married, his stubbornness will be 10 times worse because you are now living with this person and seeing this person every day. Okay, those problems only get bigger when you get married and when you move forward. There are little habits that someone can change about themselves, of course, but you need to stop falling in love with what someone could be, and you need to stop falling in love with the potential of who they could be for you, because they will not live up to that potential and you will get disappointed, and it's not their fault because you're the one that put this idea of them in your head, okay? It's not like they promised you something and didn't deliver. And if they did, that's on them. But if you put this in your own head, that's your fault that they don't live up to those expectations because they never told you that they would. The next thing is, just like I kind of said in the beginning, it's okay to miss someone and to miss the happiness that someone gave you and not want them back, okay? You can miss the excitement and the butterflies. You can miss the idea of someone wanting you and someone offering you the world. It does not mean that you want to be with them. It might just mean that you want that feeling again, that you want that excitement of going on a first date again, or that you want that excitement of someone liking you and someone texting you and someone flirting with you and telling you all these sweet things. But maybe you want that with someone better, and it will be someone better, because if it did not work out with that person, then that's not your person, and your person will give you all those things that you miss with that other person that you can't let go of, but better, okay? They will be someone that's actually suited for you. There are so many men in this world that can offer you what you want in your future. It's about finding the one that you like, right? It's really about finding the one that you like, because falling in love, you know, there's a lot more that goes behind falling in love. It's like you have the sexual attraction, what kind of comes with, like, that comes naturally at the chemicals in your body and feeling sexually attracted to someone. And that's more common, you know, depending on who you are. Falling in love with someone, the way that they treat you, the way that they take you out on dates, the future that they could provide for you, all that stuff, that is very separate than from liking someone. Liking someone, you have to be in like with someone just as much as you are in love with them. You have to actually like this person that you're with or that you plan on being with. Because even when they bother you, even when they upset you, even when they do all these things, you need to like them through it, right? You need to like them to want to stay with them. But we don't necessarily see the person as a whole. And something I like to do is take that person that you're thinking about and remove everything that they could give you. Let's say they don't have a good job. Let's say they don't make money. Let's say they can't give you the future that you want. Do you still feel that attachment to them? Or did you really only feel that attachment because it was exciting to have somebody that offered you that world that you've always wanted? So make sure you think about that, because it's okay to miss the way you felt with someone. Those feelings are always going to come back with meeting someone new. The excitement, the nerves, the butterflies, all that stuff. It's always going to come back to you. That does not mean that you want them back. It just might mean that you want those qualities in a different person. So remind yourself of that too. And the last thing I want to talk about is remind yourself that a crush is a lack of information. You don't know a person in a month. You don't know a person in 5 months. You don't know a person in a year, okay? Just because you had really long, deep conversations with this person, just because you went on dates with this person and you got to know this person, even if you've known them for a year, you do not know them, okay? And you need to stop fooling yourself into thinking that you do, because you don't. You might know certain things about them. You might know why they act a certain way about something. That's totally okay. But you do not know this person. And I promise you that you do not know them as much as you think. And I feel like I always say a crush is a lack of information. You can have a crush on someone if you're getting to know them for a month or whatever. You can have feelings for them. But I think sometimes we get so excited and we're like, I have a crush on this person. A crush is a lack of information, okay? You don't know that much about their family. You've never hung out with their friends. Like, there's so much that goes behind getting into a relationship with someone. And you kind of just need to remind yourself, even though you've had good conversations with this person, you do not know this person as much as you think that you do. So you need to stop fooling yourself into thinking, I was so meant to be with this person, because you didn't have enough time to really figure out who they would be for you. So letting go of what could have been really just comes down to letting go and just trusting God and trusting that whatever is meant for you will come to you and that you are exactly where you need to be. You need to trust that life will work out for you, and you need to trust that you will be okay. I'm sure there's aspects of your life where you felt really down about something at one point and it worked out, whether it's with a job, a friendship, a family member, whatever it is, but it ended up working out. You just need to be faithful in your future path, and you need to be optimistic, and you need to know things are going to get better because they always have. And you need to remind yourself, you've made it this far. You've gotten through every bad day that you didn't think you were going to get through. You've made it and you're here. So let go of what could have been, because if it was meant to be, it would be. And just remind yourself every day, if it's meant to be, it'll be. And I promise it will bring you so much peace when you truly believe it. So I want to thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode. I honestly felt like I was like a best friend yelling at you guys in a way. I felt like this was a FaceTime call and I was yelling at a best friend. So I hope that's the kind of vibe that you guys got too. None of us are perfect. We all feel the same things that you're feeling while listening to this episode. There's a reason you clicked onto this episode, and that's totally okay to feel everything you're feeling. Don't try to shy away from those feelings. Make sure you guys follow me on all my social medias linked down below. Go shop my Amazon storefront. Give this show good ratings and reviews. The better feedback I get, the better content I can produce for you guys, and the more we can grow together. So thank you so much for listening to today's episode, and I will talk to you guys tomorrow. Mwah.